Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The electricians came and replaced the fuse boxes in the manse to comply with the changed legislation as well as preempt the forthcoming legislative changes. The electricians knew what they were doing, what to do, how to do it, and of course, I left them to it. When the instructions came at the end about testing the fuses and about the new fuse that had been installed, I knew enough about what was happening that I could tell the story back to them about what had happened and what I was to do. They nodded. Of course, the real test, provided I don't forget, is when I come to put what I know into practice and test the fuses and it all works. Interestingly, in the final discussion about testing, the electricians also said that no one ever does it, that is the testing, and that included most electricians. I wondered how they knew and put a reminder in my 2023 diary. One of the dangerous parts of ministry for pastors is the loss of faith, becoming immune to Jesus, to the Word of God, where the knowledge is functional, a means to an end, to get a salary perhaps. Now, just to be clear, the triune God still does his work through words, water, bread and wine. The absolution, baptism, Holy Communion are not based on how the pastor is feeling on the day. Nevertheless, we all have the ability to put up barriers to God, even if we seem to stay close to him. Perhaps you can sense my reaction to the comment that some electricians don't do what is recommended. We all know the tension about doing what we say rather than what we do. But how do we stay close to a God we can't see, hear, or experience? By staying close to God's Word, because faith is about being held by a message, trusting a message, counting on a message, especially when we struggle, doubt, feel empty, get challenged about the message itself. We live by faith and not by sight, as Paul wrote to the Corinthians in his second letter. Staying close involves attending worship. It is called the divine service because the divine comes and serves us. Staying close means receiving. Staying close involves reading the Bible, the library of 66 books, each with its context that tells a story of God's faithfulness, God's action, people's sin, people's response to God. Staying close means listening. It can also mean studying and learning the context of each of those 66 books to understand better the story of sin and grace. This sort of staying close is about hearing, knowing, meditating, even when struggling, that all these words are for me. We can place ourselves into the stories and learn. We can apply the stories to ourselves here and now and gain understanding about who God is and how he has made a relationship with us. And then, of course, since relationships govern behavior, so we can live. One day at a time, but with a God who is present and who cares. When many disciples left Jesus because his words were too hard, Jesus asked the 12 their intentions, and Peter replied, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." The mystery is that while we think we're hanging on to these words, and even when we're struggling with these words are hanging on to us. That's what a cross and an empty tomb and a baptismal font keep saying. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, grant your people grace to avoid the contamination of the devil and to follow you, the only Lord, with pure hearts and minds through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.